stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative Long Weekend Edition.
It certainly is, Josh. I'm surprised you got that right, mate, after filling in for the Friday Night Fritzel.
Yep, you got me, Friday Night Frenzy, filling in for NDC on Friday. I mean, everyone heard it. My phone was going off. I had to turn it off at some points and do a quick restart because of all the messages coming through. Just lost count. I didn't even know an iPhone could do that. But if you send too many messages of support, it will literally shut off. And then it'll turn back on and just play like a little celebration music for you, as in just to say, job well done, mate.
Yeah,
job well done. So, long weekend.
I think Steve Jobs would refute that if he's still alive, but I mean, I guess the secret's safe in his grave, isn't it, mate? So you can say whatever the hell you want.
The businessman / hippie. Yes, I did watch his documentary on Netflix last night.
God awful, isn't it?
Oh, no.
They did not paint him in a good light.
No, they didn't. I saw, yeah, he's a guy, and I'll tell you what, he's a bit of a handful. He's bitter.
You see that on... obviously not a paid advertisement.
No.
You see that on Netflix.
Yeah, it was a Netflix edition.
I caught that as well.
Yeah.
There's three... Three movies regarding Steve Jobs.
I did see there's a documentary, then there's a movie that they made starring Ashton Kutcher, and then the Lost Interview.
The Lost Interview, yeah. Which, is it still lost if it's on Netflix? I mean, it seems pretty accessible to me.
It should be the Found Interview.
Yeah,
it should be. The interview that is now available to stream all over the world and the country otherwise.
The interview formerly known as Lost.
I mean, who like, you know, imagine a journalist, all right, and they get their big break. They're interviewing Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple. And then he's on his way back to the office. Hey, did you get that interview done?
Oh, I left it at the diner.
It's the darndest thing. I bloody well lost it. Hey. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach, and you have asked me, or begged me rather, to set aside some time during this show because something's got you riled up.
Well, I don't know if it's got me riled up, Josh. I noticed something from the city's missing. Apparently the wheel of Brisbane, you know, the Ferris wheel that we've got at South Bank.
Oh, yeah, that beautiful...
No, it looks awful. Looks awful. It makes no sense.
I didn't know you'd be talking about the wheel of Brisbane.
Yeah, no, it is.
Well, we're going to play this then.
And now it's time for Zachary Casey's Wheel of Brisbane.
That's right, Brisbane. You've got an overpriced monument that goes round and round and no one wants to ride it.
Round and around and up and down.
People have proposed on the wheel several times.
They've each said no.
Yeah.
Take me to a wheel. Propose on here.
It's
a carnival ride.
Yeah, it is a carnival ride. Expo's over. We don't need the wheel. Put the Dodgem cars in.
If you want to put the balloons in the clown's mouths.
Yeah, exactly.
We win a teddy bear for your bay.
Mate, I'm with you. They kept the Space Needle from Expo.
Oh, I'm getting sick of that.
Yeah. Knock that down.
Yeah.
Leave the Dodgem cars. Why'd they bring the wheel back? We didn't need it. It's got, and I don't want to say the name of the station, but you can probably guess if you go on the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's sponsored by one of the big three channels. And it's got their dirty big logo right in the center of the wheel.
I mean, we're sponsored by Versus Wheels.
Yeah, exactly.
And some other companies by the Wheel of Brisbane.
They write Versus on my forehead every time I come in here. I asked them to write it backwards so I can see what it says. Yeah. I've never done it.
Because you're in the market for some wheels.
But I just don't think, and I don't know if you'd agree, but I don't think there should be any advertisements or logos on the wheel if it is going to stay anyway.
Would love a Josh and Zachary Show sticker up there.
I mean, that'd be a great boon for us. Switch 1197 wheel. To me, it's like they're trying to make a focal point of the city. It would be like painting the Golden Gate Bridge with a Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper logo.
Ooh, that'd make you thirsty.
Yeah, it would. Especially when you look over the edge and see all that delicious water. You might be tempted to jump on in.
How do I get that inside me? I've got a good idea. I mean, so I didn't even realize that the wheel was gone.
Yeah, no, it was
down. They
didn't
wheel it off. How'd they take it down?
Yeah, they put it on a flatbed truck and hope no one needs to use the road that day.
Nightmare thing to do. I mean, I know everyone likes to get together and they say, what are we doing today, kids? And they
We're going on the Brisbane wheel!
They say, oh, mum and dad, please, can we go on the Brisbane wheel? Actually, it's usually just dad because mum's left. Dad wants to go on the Brisbane Wheel all the time.
$17 a throw, by the way.
It is not cheap.
Some people are paying, like, for 25 minutes, 8 revolutions.
That'd be sick.
In a VIP package.
A VIP package?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a VIP package
you
and a
you go around more often.
I'm a VIP! Are you, mate? Now you're just motion sick.
But I don't know. If I'm wrong about the wheel, my feeling is it needs to stay gone. It looks a lot better without it, in my opinion. I got excited because someone actually told me it was gone because they were replacing it with a swinging pirate ship.
Oh, that would be great.
Because of the Pirates of the Caribbean being in the... I believed it for a while.
They string up the Black Pearl. And I'd pay $17 for that, $25 for a VIP.
Yeah, and a chance to meet Johnny Depp at the helm.
I mean, I
got to... Johnny Depp would be a lot better endorsement than... have you ever seen... And I only came across this by accident. Have you ever seen the mascot for the Brisbane Wheel?
No.
Let
me have it.
Wanda is the perfect ambassador for the Wheel of Brisbane, right? It's an eastern water dragon.
An eastern water dragon?
It's an eastern water dragon because they hang around South Bank a lot. What I'll do is...
So do the ibis.
I'll turn this around for you. Take a look at that.
Oh, that's... It looks like a Ninja Turtle.
It looks like... It's got a ball chin.
It does look like Peter Griffin.
It looks like Peter Griffin's gotten it on with Kermit.
Yeah, and this is the godless love child.
The unholy abortion. 6 likes on Facebook, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's going
to be more popular than Wanda. I think we should start. We should start a campaign to have Josh and Zachary as the local mascots of the Brisbane Wheel.
Well, hopefully they don't listen to this show. We just lambasted them for a good 5 minutes.
We'll endorse the wheel.
We'll
endorse the wheel if we can be the mascots.
Live on air.
That's the only way I'll enjoy it.
What would we have to do? Show off at live events?
Yeah, live events.
At least you'd always find the right place to be in the same spot.
We'd probably have to MC the VIP packages, but that's only 25 minutes a hit.
25 minutes of material.
Of banter.
And you probably just do the same stuff each week.
I looked up the ratings. People are rated at 4.3 stars.
What did they say?
I don't know.
Oh, it's good. It drops me off where they pick me up from, so that's convenient. Well, at least
it's like
in
a
Melbourne.
Vertical tram.
In Melbourne, they spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on a similar thing, put it together.
Yeah.
People jumped on, it buckled, they took it down. Now there's just a giant A-frame where the wheel once was. That's Melbourne for you. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend. It's been a long day. Switch 1197. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Crowning Sir Douche Chillington coming up a little bit later in the show. But Zach, happy birthday to the Queen, of course.
Oh, God save the Queen.
Yeah, save her. And I wonder who does when they do the happy birthday.
Who blows out the candles?
Teeth coming out.
took a bite out of me.
Would you like some kegs? No, not after what I just witnessed. And I was wondering who does the hip hips. Because everything, I imagine everything in the Queen's life would be so regimented that they would need someone there specifically.
A professional hip hipper.
Like you got to come in at the right time. Like I know with you and I being brothers, we go up to certain birthday events and stuff, and it's always a bit of a challenge to see which one of us can do the hip hip. And I think we've both figured out the secret. If you take, everyone's singing happy birthday. If you leave yourself out of the last line,
you don't be the hero for the whole song. That's the key. A lot of people want to sing every bar.
You have to bow out at some point.
If you want to get the hip hip.
And then so you can bow out, and then while people are taking the breath for the hip hip, mate, you're already in there.
Do you want to do an example?
So I'll do the happy birthday.
Okay.
Well, let's sing happy birthday to the Queen. Me.
Jesus. Do we have to sing happy birthday to the Queen?
Well, let's just warm up our vocal cords.
Okay.
So a couple of bee 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 bee. Feeling really good after that. So just a happy birthday to the Queen.
Are you doing the hip hip or am I doing it?
You do the hip hips.
All right.
Happy birthday, Her Majesty.
Happy birthday
hip
to
hip? You. See, Zach's bowed out. Zach's bowed out at the last minute.
He's done the hip hip.
Earlier. Everyone's laughing, having a great time.
Yeah. You've got to get that timing so bang on.
Well, I mean,
see,
you
saw there, I went early. I went early. The, I'd be beheaded, mate. In Buckingham Palace. They'd be sticking me on a spike and leaving me on the gate as a warning
to other hip hippers.
To the clown that they've hired. He's coming in.
It's Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. I had a dream so big and loud.
I
jumped so
high, I touched the clouds. Whoa, oh, oh. I don't know anything about Shia LaBeouf, to be honest.
Well, you know this about him. He's now, I guess, doing motivational speaking.
Oh, that's good.
Via the internet.
A very successful person.
Via the YouTubes. Yep. But this is the... I've got a snippet of it here. And this is basically all he's doing.
Do it! Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true! Just do it!
He's like Michael Jackson's father.
He is.
Why don't you just ease people into it? It's a bit extreme.
It is a bit extreme. He's taking off his belt while he's saying this.
he's standing in front of a green screen. Nothing's on the green screen. So they've obviously... Whoever's put the production together...
They've run out of money.
They peaked. They went, oh, God, we got Shia. How much does he want? Well, don't forget about your graphics. They aren't happening.
Well, we already hired the green screen, so we're going to have to shoot in front of it anyway. You never know, money might roll in.
It's either this or... it goes for 29 minutes. I didn't watch the whole thing. But at one point, he's standing there with a motorbike helmet on. I don't know if it's a Nike thing or anything, because I kind of had a bit of a look at it this morning before coming to the show, and I'm like, I have no idea what this is all
do you think
in conjunction with.
I don't know much about Shia LaBeouf, but I don't think he would do a half-hour ad for Nike.
He's kind of like doing as if he's like a kung fu master, and he's kind of bringing his hands in like he's flexing his chest. And he's just like doing this and screaming, do it, at the camera. I mean, I imagine the poor cameraman just going, hang on.
I mean,
flipping through his script at rapid speeds, going, hang on a sec, was this all part of it?
It'd make me start doing whatever my dreams are. I don't even have dreams. I'd be coming up with them real quick, though.
I mean, it's kind of
Shia LaBeouf off my back. He's screaming in my ear, sending me deaf.
I'm not sure.
I need those for hearing. I do radio. I've got to be able to hear.
Just do it, Shia. You're counterproductive. You're screaming in my ears. The very tool I need to do my dream. Well, he's kind of like...
Oh, it worked out for Mozart.
Well, there you
did
go.
Shia LaBeouf go back in time and say Mozart deaf? He ended up becoming the greatest composer of all time, despite his deafness. That's how good Shia LaBeouf's motivational speaking is.
And there you go. You've heard it here first. We endorse him. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative.
Certainly is.
Happy birthday to the Queen, of course. Long weekend coming up. 3221197. Give
us a call. A lot of people outside Buckingham Palace standing perfectly still today.
With their big hats, with their big Marge Simpson hats on.
Looking like a boom microphone.
That was good news for them. The Zach, you did say something interesting while we were outside. We just ducked out for, just to get some fresh air and stuff like that. You said in your eyesight somewhere, and then you said, I'd love to be a crane driver. And then you said, but I'd hate to have the responsibility. Care to expand on that? Just in regards to what exactly it is that you do want?
I guess I'd like to do it as a hobby, but I'd like to still be paid for it.
The only thing is, I'm getting a call coming through from LA at the moment, Zach, so I'll have to hold you up there. I'm not sure who it is. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Who am I speaking to?
Just do it! Make your dreams come true!
So there you go, Zach. You feeling inspired?
I think I'm going to get in a crane tonight.
Listen to Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. We'll be crowning Sir Douche Chillington straight after this. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. Brisbane's youth alternative. Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines there.
In the thick of it.
Zach, it's been about a year since we've done this last. It's crowning Sir Douche Chillington, where basically we go around the world in our own time. And we find these people who would be considered a bit of a douche. Yeah. And we compile them together. We have a bit of a think. And then we go, okay, well, this one's taking the cake. And then we crown them Sir Douche Chillington. And I've done my homework this week. And I think I found a perfect candidate for it, Zach. So would you like to kick off this week's Sir Douche Chillington?
Oh, I'd love to.
Let's get started. Let's go for it.
Let me tell you a story, a tale, if you will. Two radio hosts with too much time to kill. They scour the earth, they find woman or man, and they name this person Sir Douche Chillington.
So, Zach, this week, Jody Mears threw out an article this week, and it's basically just a 24 hours in my life type thing, which is always good. Bit of an insight into the rich and famous, kind of find out what they're all about.
Like, I've been often sitting there late hours of the night going, oh, shit, I wonder what this this Jessica girl's up to right now.
Or Jody. Well, first of all, we'll kick it off. I'll just read a couple of excerpts out of the article here, and you just tell me douchey or not. And obviously, if it's more for douchey, then we would crown her Sir Douche Chillington. The article reads, "I like to rise with the sun."
Interesting. The fact that the sun doesn't rise.
Yes, exactly. So off the back of that.
Sir Douche, definitely.
Goes on to say, "I like to walk to my 6:30 a.m. yoga class at North Bondi."
I'm sorry, who cares about this?
She says, "I'm like Forrest Gump as I walk as much as I can."
That's not what Forrest Gump did. He hated walking. He had the stilty legs.
He did.
That's a douche.
All right there. So that's another point for douche. Goes on to say, "I'll sit down and tackle my emails." This is a little bit later.
Well, you
in the
don't
day.
Tackle your emails. No. You're not Carmichael Hunt.
It says, I'll sit down and tackle my emails, but I prefer to pick up the phone. That's so 70s, isn't it?
No. No! It's not. Yeah, douche.
Big old douche.
Because phones still exist.
Oh, they certainly do. And but yeah, she doesn't like to email.
It's very 50s of me to drive my automobile to work. It's not.
I sit down to pee. Just call me missing 30s.
It's very now.
It's very in. She says, instead of doing... Oh, you'll love this one. Instead of doing a conference meetings or coffee meetings, I ask people to do walking meetings. It's a simple change that can have a major impact on your life. So it's kind of like... I like to have a meeting about you, talk about this year's figures. All right, let's go for a stroll. Let's not.
Yeah, do you know how angry that would make me?
Just walking around in circles.
You don't walk and have a business meeting.
Nah.
Set up some treadmills in the boardroom,
yeah,
sure.
That could do it.
Round table of treadmills, that's a douche.
Douchey. And the last one says, "It's ridiculous how many yoga mats I own. I keep 5 in Hawaii, store a few in New York with friends, keep at least 4 at home, and I've lost count about how many there are in our office because we're trying to test them to produce our own version."
That's a douche.
Big old douche there.
That's a douche.
Jody Mears.
I hate this humble brag.
It is a humble brag, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a 5 out of 5.
That's a 5 out of 5 douche.
Off the back of that. So, Sir Douche Chillington for this week.
Roll it.
God almighty.
And so it were decree by Sir Josh of Kedron and Squire Zach of Nunda, sons of King Glenn of Switch 1197, on this day at this time, name thee Sir Douche Chillington. Let me tell you a story, a tale if you will. Two radio hosts with too much time to kill. They scour the earth, they find woman or man, and they name this person Sir Douche Chillington.
Of the public.
We killing anything in the studio lately?
Well, Mark's not in here, so enemy of the show, Mark Gravino, is supposed to be here. We're going to have a big big sacrifice to the Switch gods, but yeah, that fell through. I guess he got wind of it and ran off to Melbourne. Yeah.
I'm glad I borrowed my church's altar. By my church, I mean the church I wandered into one night.
I mean, speaking of churches, yeah. Where people get married a lot of the times, for a successful marriage, Zach, you need a successful proposal.
That's true. That's
so
true.
Many times.
And that's where it all starts, usually.
that's what
without
gets the ball
the proposal,
rolling.
The wedding normally doesn't happen.
No.
There's a lot of. I've seen one. There are a lot of assumptions. Probably 20. And it got very uncomfortable.
I think most 20% of. Oh, actually, a fun fact, 20% of all weddings are a surprise to both the groom and the bride. So, wow. So I mean, keep that in mind next time you get invited.
I think I've been to a few of those myself.
Shotguns all around. Like I said, a successful marriage proposal is key to any good wedding. But the thing is, sometimes, Zach, they go awry. And it's my favorite thing to watch on YouTube. I mean, I love a good wedding proposal, don't get me wrong. You know, some people, they go all out and they get the GoPros out and they film it. And it's usually very emotional. Everyone has a good time. Some of them, they don't go so well. Like this guy over in America. I guess the gag was he was going to get a burger meal at a drive-thru. Right, he's got his burger.
Classy.
Misses in the car. And yeah,
she's taken up the whole back seat.
No, she's perched up there in the front with him, which I thought was nice. And he goes, look, I'm feeling a bit peckish. I might head into this fast food outlet and grab myself a chicken burger. And she goes, well, I don't want anything. So already,
yeah, typical. Already you second guessing his decision here.
Already he's like, hang on a second, how am I going to pass this
off? We don't even like the same food.
She's hungry at the time, so I'm not. So how's this going to work? So he soldiers on anyway, because I think the wait staff was all in on it, which is, that's what you want on your side. Wait staff at a fast food outlet. He goes in there and he goes, look, I'll just be grabbing a, it's all through the drive through, and he's got his GoPro set up on his wife for the excitement that was about to ensue. Gets himself a chicken burger. He drives around, pulls up in the car park. So the classiest of areas, a drive through car park. And he says to her, I guess he wants, the ring was in the burger, on top of the burger. So she was supposed to open the burger and go, oh my God. He gets the bag, he drives off, parks his car, all right, and he says to the lady, his future wife-to-be, can you make sure there's no mayonnaise? And she's looking at him like, you're a twat, mate. Like, why am I, what do I have to do this?
Why
you do it if we're parked.
Do you not trust your own eyeballs? I'm sorry, do you have a disease where you don't see mayonnaise? It's one of the only substances you can't pick up.
Do I need to get a blue light? And
No.
She's like, okay, fine, whatever. Opens up her chicken burger.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, there's a ring.
A diamond ring. Bloody hell.
And he goes, will you marry me? Now, the shock and surprise on her voice. I don't think she handled it the way that she should have, because there's a lot of stammering. Yep. And I've got a bit of audio here. Let's have a quick listen.
Will you marry me?
You're not serious. You can't do this.
It's not. Say something.
This is not what you do.
What do you?
By this point, this guy has turned
red as a beetroot.
But she hasn't said no.
Yeah.
And that's the best part, because if you watch the video, he's turning to her and, like, you know, he's shifting himself in his seat to face her, and he's going, oh, there's going to be a yes at the end of all this stammering. And she's like, hummina, 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 trying to get the foot out of her mouth. She eventually said no. Because she's like, I don't want to be proposed to via a chicken burger.
Yeah, it's not good. The worst.
It's not a good look.
Did you do any follow-up on it?
I'm assuming it had a happy ending.
I mean, was there mayonnaise on the burger?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, what's a chicken burger without mayonnaise?
Dry.
You listen to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after the Stafford Brothers. But the headline read, it's simply read, it was a picture of Paul Hogan on the front.
Yeah.
So already you knew it was going to be like, oh, it's something good. They said, larrikin spirit in Australia, we're lacking it. You know, Aussie larrikins?
Yeah, I know about the Aussie larrikins.
But do you know of any Aussie larrikins?
Oh.
See, this is the thing.
Yeah.
We all know of the Aussie larrikin, but we don't know official... I don't think anyone in my friends group, I would ever say, oh, he's a bit of a larrikin. He's a bit of a knobhead, a bit of a doofus.
Yeah.
All these ones.
A bit of a turkey, a bit of a clam.
bit of a handful.
Yeah.
Bit of a perv. I mean, all these things, but not an Aussie larrikin.
I've never described anyone as an Aussie larrikin. Who is the Aussie larrikin at the moment?
Well, I mean, they were showcasing Paul Hogan.
Well, he's not anymore,
he's a tax evader.
Yeah, he's a tax evader.
How laid back do you want to be?
I've heard if he comes back into the country, he gets his hands chopped off.
And sold. like gorilla trinkets. Put an ashtray in that. You set that on the coffee table.
Sounds ideal to me.
Whose hand is that? That's Aussie larrikin, Paul Hogan.
the last Aussie larrikin. Look what happened.
I mean, I guess that's what it is. I mean, we all remember the throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Hmm.
It was like, just the one. we're gonna relocate to Australia. We'll come over for a holiday, no less.
For one shrimp. That's what you're selling your country on?
A shrimp. You've got your wife and kids. Hey, guys, guess what? We're going to Australia and Paul Hogan's throwing on a barbecue. By the way, fill up on salad because he's only got one shrimp between us.